manufacturer presents your Radio Hall of Fame. Today and every Sunday at this time, Philco Corporation brings you your Radio Hall of Fame, which honors outstanding personalities of the entertainment world made famous by your recognition of their achievements. Presiding is the Dean of Modern American Music, Paul Whiteman, with the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, and our lovely singing star, Martha Tilton. And here, with a sweeping bow and a cordial welcome to you, is your genial host, Paul Whiteman.
Thank you, Glenn Riggs, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Today in your Radio Hall of Fame, we honor a man whose nimble feet have tapped up the ladder of fame to the top rung. Yes, the very tip-top. Added to his terpsichorean grace is a career mighty solid in the vocal and dramatic department. All three of these talents, and the man who owns them, Lieutenant Gene Kelly of the United States Navy.
Now, Paul Whiteman, the Philco Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, salute our gifted star with a dancing divertissement in the flavor of Vienna. One Touch of Vienna from Marinka. Tell you a story that we think will thrill you as much as it did Philco. It is a letter from the Philco distributor in Manila who was held by the Japs in the infamous Santo Tomas prison for American internees. The letter says, "You may be interested in knowing that the famous secret radio of Santo Tomas was a Philco. The Japs searched for it many times, but never found it. It was too cleverly hidden. I was able to get the news continuously by this. Only a few people know of its existence. I was continuously under suspicion, and the wonder to me is that I did not share the fate of many others." Well, that letter, friends, tells how, all during those agonizing 3.5 years of the Jap occupation, that Philco set was the sole link with the outside world for the Americans imprisoned in Santo Tomas. It told them the news of the invasion of Normandy, the Nazi surrender, the Navy's victories in the Pacific, and the approach of the rescuing American armies. Hidden away, searched for by the Japs day and night, with no replacement parts available and no one to service it, that Philco radio was the voice of truth to the American prisoners, the voice that never failed. And that kind of radio performance and service is what we mean when we say on this program, Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Across the horizons and into your hearts, by way of the musical comedy stage and the silver screen, comes that triple threat star of the entertainment world, singer, dancer, actor, now in the blue of the Navy, and here on leave by virtue of a 48-hour pass, Ladies and gentlemen, the Metro-Golden-Mayer star, Lieutenant Gene Kelly.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And hello, Paul.
Glad to have you aboard, Gene. I want you to meet Martha Tilton.
Hello, Martha.
Hello, Gene.
Martha, I want you to be especially nice to the Navy today. He's here on a 48-hour pass, you know.
Don't worry, Paul. I've always wanted to know how a Navy man spends his leave. Say, Gene, what are you going to do while you're here in town?
Oh, this is my big day. I'm really going to live.
Where are you going?
My first stop is the Museum of Natural History, then Grant's Tomb, then the Art Institute, and if I'm lucky, I may be able to squeeze in a few hours at the observatory.
Can I give you a lift in my car?
Oh, no, thanks. I'd rather walk. We Navy men get so little exercise.
but it's so silly of you to walk when I can give you a lift.
Gee, thanks, Martha, but, Navy men never ride with strange women.
Well, aren't you going to have any dates with girls?
Girls? What a way to waste a leave. I'd rather check on Sagittarius.
I see. You're interested in astronomy. Know anything about Venus?
Sure. Planet moving in an orbit between that of Earth and a mean distance from the Sun of approximately 67 million miles. The period of exact rotation unknown to science.
Venus is also the goddess of love.
Uh-oh. I see what's coming. I'm getting out of here.
Oh, sorry. My error.
Okay.
Well, I can't get over it. I thought you Navy men were so different, you know, out for fun, nightclubs and burlesque shows.
Oh, you might find an occasional Navy man at a burlesque show, but he's only there for the popcorn.
You mean you're not even going over to Roseland?
Roseland? What's that?
Look, come here and I'll show you.
Hey, wait a minute. You're not putting your arm around me.
Oh, relax. I feel like a big sister towards you.
Oh, no. You'll put one arm around me, and then you'll put the other arm around me, and then you'll hold me close, and then you'll start to kiss me, and then...
Yes?
First thing you know, the observatory will be closed.
Paul, save me from this Sagittarius and give me a downbeat. I thought that love was unattainable, was just like reaching for the moon. But love sometimes is unexplainable. I counted my heartaches too soon. I was lonely and blue. I was aimlessly drifting along with a tide like a ship lost at sea. Blue had a table for two, and the sweet serenade that the orchestra played was a blue melody. Thanks for taking me out of this old world into a world that is new. Now my heaven is blue.
Never better, Martha, never better.
Gene, you certainly have me puzzled.
Puzzled? How come?
You and Sagittarius.
Oh, Gene's giving you the business, Martha. He's played the wolf so much, you know, in Anchors Away and Pal Joy. So he's taking a 48-hour leave from his usual routine.
Oh, so that's it.
Now, don't get me wrong, Martha. I really am interested in Sagittarius. I thank my lucky star for Pal Joey. It's my favorite part.
Ah, that Pal Joey is a fabulous character. Small-time nightclub MC who never passes up a single bet. A proverbial wolf.
Ah, yes. The very essence of a heel. To Joey, dating up a girl was a fine art.
Oh, I remember the original stories as they ran in the New Yorker.
I like the one called Bow Wow.
Oh, yes. The one where he dates up the girl at the pet shop.
Gene, can you slip into Pal Joey in that story?
Why, sure, Martha, if you can slip into the mouse.
Mouse?
Yeah, you know, a girl, a babe, a chick.
Oh, well, yes, I guess I could slip into it.
Then I'll slip over to the sidelines and make with a little appropriate music for you both.
One afternoon, I roll out of my third floor back and I start ankling over to the one arm for a cup of chava. I pass a pet shop. Now I'm not interested in dogs. I never was. But I see this mouse standing there, bent over and talking to one of the dogs in the window. She's about 20 and pretty. Spring was in the air, you know what I mean? And this mouse had a figure you don't see on a second Tuesday of every week. And when you do see a figure like that, you got to do something about it. So I stopped. I get very interested in the dog kingdom. I lean over and start talking to the pooch. Hi, old fella. Hiya, Skippy boy. Hello, Skippy.
Oh, is that his name, Skippy?
Hmm? Oh, I don't know. I only pretend it is.
Pretend?
Sure. I pass by here every day, and I've gotten to love that dog so much, I just had to name him that.
Skippy, that's a nice name.
Yeah, it's the name of an Airedale I had when I was a kid.
Oh, so you love dogs.
Oh, yes.
Then why don't you buy this one?
Oh, for the same reason I don't buy a Duesenberg anymore. Money.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, it's all right. I'm used to it now.
Anybody who loves dogs as much as you do shouldn't be deprived of them because of money when so many people who don't love them have them and don't treat them properly.
Yeah, that's true.
Of course it is.
Well, I'm saving up so I can buy Skippy. $30.
You'll get it.
No, I got to. When I was a kid, my Airedale and I, oh, gosh, we were great pals.
I'll bet you were.
Yes. Until I lost him.
You lost him? How?
Huh? Oh, he was crushed. He was crushed beneath the wheels of a 10-ton truck.
Oh, how awful.
Yes. My family wanted me to buy another dog. They were well-to-do in those days, but I was in prep school at the time. Crouton, but I told him that no dog could ever take the place of Skippy in my heart. And I never did, till one day I happen to be going by the shop and my eye catches this little puppy.
But this puppy isn't an Airedale.
It isn't the breed. There's just something in that puppy's expression that reminds me of poor old Skippy.
You know, he is a little like an Airedale.
Sure he is. Yes, Skippy.
I never would have taken you for somebody who loves dogs so much.
No, I suppose not. Ever since Papa died and we lost all our finances, well, I guess I don't look as good as I used to. Gosh, I remember when I used to own my own polo pony and had a tennis racket for every day in a week. Look at these clothes. Ready-made. Just to think I used to get him an Amber, Crabby, and Finch. now. Now I'm working for coffee and cakes, singing and emceeing in a joint down the street here. I don't even look presentable enough to ask a nice girl like you to have a bite to eat with me.
Oh, you mustn't say that.
Well, everything will be all right. Don't cry, miss.
I can't help it.
I shouldn't bother you with my troubles.
Bother? It's no bother at all. I want to hear about you. All about you. Why don't you have a bite to eat with me?
With pleasure, miss. With pleasure.
Gene, so far we haven't said anything about your dancing. When did you first start to hop the buck?
When I was a kid in Pittsburgh, Paul, my mother and father used to take me and the other four Kellys down to the Davis Theater. There every Saturday afternoon we'd see the vaudeville show.
Ah, yes. Whatever happened to vaudeville?
At the Davis, I first saw Pat Rooney, Jack Donahue, Frisco.
And that's how you got your itch to dance?
Sure, I'd watch them. Then when I got home, I'd try out the steps. You know, remember this?
Wait just a second. Here, Marty, give him a break.
Paul, that's it. You know, I put together my first dance routine to Carolina in the Morning.
Well, Carolina in the Morning is a must in our Now and Then books, too. In fact, that's it for today.
Well, let's hear it, Paul.
As recorded in 1922 by the Whiteman Band. Take us way down south to Carolina, boys. Take us down.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. No one could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning. Where the morning glory wind around the door, whispering pretty stories I long to hear once more. Strolling with my girlie where the dew is pearly early in the morning. Blunder, father, blunder, up and kiss each little buttercup at dawn. If I had Aladdin's lamp for only a day, I'd make a wish, and here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning, just eating breakfast. Morning in dear old Dixie. Morning.
Paul, it's great to tap down memory lane like that. And now in your 1945 style, let's hear the Paul Whiteman touch as applied to that same Carolina.
Thank you.
great tune, Paul, that Caroline in the Morning, and a standout in your Now version.
Ah, sure is, Glenn. A good tune never loses its appeal.
And neither does a good product. And that's the way it is with Philco's Now and Then, right, Paul?
And right on the beam, Glenn. I remember back in 1930 when Philco really started to go places in radio. And our band was playing another hit tune. It sounded great over those 1930 Philcos. How'd you like to take a walk? Remember, folks? One of these days soon, if you'd like to take a walk to your Philco dealers, you'll find that tune sounds unbelievably better over the new Philco.
Oh, you can say that again, Paul. But right now, I'd like to give the good word to the Philco radios that served Philco owners so well through the war years, and to the Philco servicemen who kept them on the beam. Philco takes pride in the superb service job Philco dealers have done under difficult wartime conditions. And thanks to the foresight and planning of the Philco Service Division, every Philco dealer was supplied with the replacement parts, plus the engineering know-how needed for the nationwide Philco Service Organization to keep Philco radios on the job. That kind of service, Philco service, has helped to keep Philco the leader in radio since 1930, and it will still be on the job when the new Philco radios, radio phonographs, table models, and portables, which are coming soon, bring you...
Gene, your being here in Navy uniform reminds me that we were at the Capitol together all summer. Me on the stage, and you really did a swell job in the Anchors Away picture.
I was just a celluloid sailor then.
You know, there was another name on the marquee, wasn't it, Gene?
Oh, you mean that fellow that sings? Let's see, what was his name? I think it starts with an S, S something.
Martha, who was that skinny kid who sang in Anchors Away?
Let's see.
Had a beautiful voice.
Catherine Grayson.
You're getting warmer.
No coaching from the audience.
Okay, old gold, we'll say it. Sinatra, and a nicer guy I've never worked with. You know, by the way, Paul, if memory serves me, you wore this same navy blue in 1918.
Yes, Gene, and on me there was a lot of that navy blue. I'll never forget my days in the Navy.
Paul, that's a sentiment shared by millions of boys, especially the kids who did the dirty work, who were in there pitching and fought a great war.
Which can't be summed up better, Gene, than in the song Nimitz, Halsey, and Me. What say we salute the sailors in the fightin'est Navy in the world?
All right, Paul, you play and I'll sing Nimitz, Halsey, and Me. Patsy McCoy, an American boy, left his home in old New York State. He set out to sea in a shiny DD and wound up in Task Force 38. He cruised for a while with a satisfied smile and then took his pencil in hand. And here's what he wrote in a well-censored note to the folks back in USA land. And Halsey and Nimitz have sure got the Japs on the run. We're driving them wacky in old Nagasaki. We're setting the old rising sun. Kyushu, Kobe, and Kure are wonderful places to see. We've got them like gophers are seeking a hole. The way that they burrow is good for your soul. And everything out here is under control. By Nimitz and Halsey and me.
Me and Halsey and Nimitz are having a wonderful time.
But we ain't uprooting by bombing and shooting with pin on the face of a dime. Bombing and shooting with pin on
the... They say they're a face-saving nation, and that may be true, and that may be true as can be.
The tape plays We're giving them arsenic minus old lace. They're getting a kicking, but not in the face. From this, from this.
Me and Halsey and Nimitz.
We're anchored in Tokyo Bay. Shipping, American shipping. They stretch for a heck of a way.
We hear that the fighting is finished, and that's the way it should be.
Remember Pearl Harbor, they started it then. We're warning them never to start it again. For we have a country with millions of men like Nimitz.
As we swing closed the great portals of our Philco Radio Hall of Fame, we express to you, Lieutenant Gene Kelly, our thanks for being with us. On the screen and the musical comedy stage, you've played a versatile part in brightening this world with the gift of your song, your dance, your dramatic talent. We were honored to honor you, Lieutenant Gene Kelly.
Thank you, Paul, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
We've spoken of the valor in the men in the Navy. That goes for the men and women in the Army, the Marines, and the Air Corps. The war is over, but your dollars can still fight to secure the peace for which our boys fought. These men and women who bought our victory so dearly face the battle of life and the important tasks ahead. Money is needed for veteran rehabilitation, for their transition from war to peace. Secure two futures, yours and theirs. Join us next week when we hang out the Philco welcome sign to honor the opening of the Metropolitan Opera, starring Jan Priest, Pierce, together with three other great American artists of the Met, Francis Greer, Margaret Harshaw, and Robert Merrill. With us, as usual, will be Martha Tilt and the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, and most sincerely, yours, Paul Whiteman.
Another program, The Breakfast Club, with Don McNeil, Monday through Friday over these same stations. This is the American Broadcasting Company.